Now, Dubai has one of the worst environmental records in the world, so it's perhaps not the most likely place you would expect to find a new green movement. But in the past few weeks, Dubai has introduced the Eco Mosque to the Middle East, the first of its kind in the Islamic world. Consultants behind the idea say they've cut the mosque's consumption of water by half and energy by a quarter. The BBC's Mark Lobel paid a visit.
It's boiling hot here in the centre of Dubai. We're about 45 minutes away from noon prayers. I'm standing right next to the Eco Mosque with Ahmed Alwan Hassoun. You've been the resident engineer here for a long time.
Yes, it's been more than 20 months. I've started the work at this mosque since the excavation works till the completion and handing over of this project.
We're standing here with water overflowing here from a plant that resembles a palm tree. This is not the best look for an environmental mosque.
Actually, this is not a palm tree. All type of plants that you see in this area has been selected by a green consultant. So this one, it's a different type of plant that does not consume waters. And mainly the water used in the irrigation system is coming from the sewage treatment plant. This is the main chamber in the underground treatment plant. This is like a small treatment plant. This is treating the water coming from the ablution, where people take ablution and washing their hands and their before prayer. So this water is being treated here and can be used in the irrigation system and the flushing tank for the WCs.
Inside, the mosque marble lines a third of the wall. The rest is painted. The beautiful beige paint, very calming colour, and with a carpeted floor covering all of the inside of the mosque. Now, Ahmed, there's something special about the paints and the carpet here. As I understand it, you've really cut down on the chemicals that have a low boiling point, often found in these products, that when released harm the environment or people's health.
So these smells usually is harmful for people to breathe. These smells you can find in the new car or a new paint. This one you cannot find it here.
As prayers come to an end, this clearly is a mosque for everybody. Construction workers, labourers and even policemen have come to join in. The choice of a mosque to promote environmental consciousness to them is particularly pertinent in this part of the world, where religion is embedded in their lives. The success of the Eco Mosque is being keenly watched, not least in neighbouring Saudi Arabia. That country has already sent a team of engineers here to see how it's done, as they hope to use faith to combat climate change as well, as they want to develop 90,000 Eco Mosques there.
We incorporated the green element into the mosque and reduce the cost by two-thirds.
Tayeb Al-Rais is the government official here who invests and supervises endowments.
Well, I think what we have been doing for the past 100 years, eventually we have eroded our climate. So it wasn't like this 100 years ago. It all comes back to us and what we have done to get where we are. And from this point onward, what we can do to stop it, reduce it or minimize it.
I've just driven 45 minutes from the Eco Mosque into the middle of the desert. I'm standing in a very well air-conditioned office complex looking out on the second floor. There's sand as far as the eye can see. It's not the most environmentally friendly structure one could imagine. I'm here to meet Ashish Saraf. He's the editor of what he assures me is the Middle East's only sustainability magazine, and he chose to put this Eco Mosque on the front cover of Be Green.
The kind of response we got this time was overwhelming. The industry wanted to know how they can get more involved with the construction of green mosques in the region. They can be suppliers of green materials, they can be suppliers of energy efficient cooling systems, or they can be suppliers of low VOC carpets.
In your opinion, how significant is this mosque?
This is the first sustainable mosque in the Middle East, and this is the first time that the authorities are trying to reach the grassroots.
But typically the grassroots, the poorer people in society, don't consume that much energy and water. So even if they change their behaviour, it might not really have an impact.
I disagree with that. Even the people from the poor section of the society consumes a lot of energy, they consume a lot of water. And considering the fact that energy is highly subsidised, in this part of the world. People don't really think twice before wasting energy.
But as you travel back down the Sheikh Zayed Road, past all the cranes in a city addicted to construction, it's a reminder that Dubai's population is expected to continue rising, around 5% this year, which means more carbon dioxide-emitting buildings. The eco message will need to spread fast.